The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
So apologies to Mike and our regular listeners for the lack of funny, witty banter, but we're just going to launch right into Pardon the Gadfly. Pamela, question one.
Last Friday, the Republican National Committee adopted a resolution attacking the Common Core standards, calling it one size fits all and an inappropriate overreach. What happens now?
This is a big deal. I mean, I'm actually quite surprised at how little press, which kind of reminds you how little most people care about education, but how little press this has gotten. This is going to have huge, huge ramifications, I think, for state leaders who have, I mean, we saw it with Tony Bennett in November, a lot more GOP leaders are going to feel really hard pressed to defend these really rigorous and important standards.
Especially when now they've had their support rug kind of pulled out from under them. What I think is the most troublesome here is that it really, there hasn't been much critique here about the standards themselves, and nobody is against high standards. It's the fact that they are national, and I put air quotes around that word, even though you can't see them on the podcast, because they're not national. They just happen to be something that states nationwide have adopted. So to use high standards as a political leverage point seems incredibly short-sighted to me.
And I'll add just one piece that I think other people aren't talking about also is that the Common Core allows for 15%, you know, boost or addition in standards. States can have, you know, 85% of their standards be the Common Core and add in state-based curricula as they seem fit. So, I mean, I think that's something else that's worth reminding our listenership to.
And I welcome states to do that. I mean, if we don't exactly have the greatest track record of states coming in, setting really good high standards, and then achieving those standards and achieving good levels of achievement on them. So we need to try something different. I'm stressed by the fact that we've turned this into something political. This is not, in my view, about education at all.